This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. While one cannot, of course, know what lurks in the heart of the Federal Reserve, today's not quite as good as people had been hoping for. Report on inflation will likely give the central bank just a little bit of pause. Yes, the core consumer price index for December came in at 3.9% year on year. That is down from a 4% annual rate in November. Also, yes, the CPI is way down from its pandemic peak. The catch here is that that core rate strips out food and energy. Makes sense if you're a central banker. Those sectors bounce around a whole lot. You want a better idea of where things are going. But it makes no sense if you're a person because food. Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall swung by some supermarkets in Houston.
In the parking lot of the Fiesta supermarket in southwest Houston, I catch up with Ajenis Rodriguez as she loads grocery bags into the back seat of her blue Nissan.
Compré unas verduras, unos plátanos.
Today, she's taking home vegetables, bananas, chicken to make chicken soup.
De pollo, caldo, como le dicen.
Tostadas, flour, candy. Total cost, $126. She says she'll make this stretch for 2 weeks or so for her family of three. She finds prices to be
muy elevado,
much higher, especially for things like chips, soda, chicken, and eggs, which increased nearly 9% in price from November to December. Also shopping at Fiesta today is Rocio Garcia, whose cart is filled with onions and dozens of ramen noodle packages. They're cheap and easy.
Put it in hot water, and there's your meal. And then if you try to cook a meal, it's like $50 for just a meal to cook for the family.
She's got 10 mouths to feed at home between her mom, her brother, and nephews, while also managing higher water bills and property taxes. She actually works at Fiesta and says her pay isn't keeping up with inflation.
They don't give raises or anything or bonuses, you know, nothing like that.
Just a few minutes away from the Fiesta, outside a Kroger, I talk to another shopper, Becky Hines.
And these are collard greens. They were $1.48 a bag, which is a good price.
Hines loves coupons and shops sales at different stores.
Everything's more expensive. The good stuff, like the fish and everything, out of sight. It's just too high. We love fish, but we can't buy it as much as we'd like.
She's buying for her and her husband, plus her daughter's family.
I cook for six people, six of us. So, you know, I try to really economize.
These days, she says she's putting into practice what her mom taught her, how to make cheap, nutritious meals that last. In Houston, I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.